gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is... here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions... by calling us at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you will speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. The number is 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. Guaranteed to take out any odors like urine, feces, vomit, and that little striped guy called skunk. It'll take anything out, and I guarantee it, you can only purchase it on their website at SCOE10X.com, S-C-O-E, number 10X.com. Also, Good Pets food supplements and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. If you enter the promo code PETS in the box, you can save 10% at GoodPetsFoods.com. And don't forget, September 30th, leaving for Italy, would like you to join me. And that is throughout all of Italy by, of course, Colette Tours. And you can find out more at 800-581-8942 and refer to the booking number 1382009 or just go to Talkin' Pets and click on it there. This is Talkin' Pets.
Little puppy in a big bed. Little puppy in a big bed. I'm a little puppy in a big bed. I'm a little tiny puppy in a real big bed. I'm a little puppy in a big bed, I'm a little puppy in a big bed, I'm a little tiny puppy in a real big bed. Little puppy, big bed, little puppy in a real big bed.
A little tiny puppy in a real big bed.
She's a little tiny puppy in a real big bed.
I'm a little tiny puppy in a real big bed.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. The number's 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen
Vance. I'm Lexi Adams.
And this is Talkin' Pets. So pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. And pick up the phone. Give us a call. And we want to talk about your pet questions. So if you've got a training question or a behavior question... I call her KK, but Karen's in the house, and I will tackle that with her, and we'll talk pets. So the lines are open, 818-818-6401. So, Karen, I want to ask you, does it matter if you're a little puppy in a big bed? I mean, should the bed be big enough for the puppy or the dog? Or, you know, I mean, you don't want a small bed, and the dog's, like, laying over it.
Are you talking about a dog bed?
Talking about a dog bed.
Because you have to earn a dog bed. I am going to give you an old towel as a puppy. And if you do all right on the old towel, you get a dog bed.
So basically, but like I'm saying, you don't want to be on a mattress or something like that. And then all of a sudden, like if you were on a mattress and you're dangling off of it, you don't want your dog to dangle off of their bed. So either the right size for the dog, but is a big bed too much?
Not if they don't destroy it. If they're behaving well and not tearing up their bed, you can get a Great Dane bed for a Chihuahua if you like.
Well, once again, we want to talk with you at 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call, and let's talk about your pets And again, this is Talkin' Pets, so we are open to your calls. But the number again, 818-818-6401. Now, Karen, I know you don't have any dogs in your life right now, but Lexi does. And
I do.
Lexi, do you have beds for your dogs?
No, I have a crate that she likes, and I line it with bedding, I guess, like sheets and stuff, so it's comfortable, sheets and blankets. But I don't have like a dog bed for her.
So
I think she would chew it up.
You think so?
I think so, yeah, because she chewed up one of our pillows, which I was really surprised because she doesn't chew up my kids' stuffed animals. So I was really surprised that she'd, like, it wasn't the pillow that she chewed up. It was the cover for it. She, like, ripped it open or whatever. So it seemed weird. But
she normally leaves things alone?
Yeah, except for her own stuff. But all my kids' stuffed animals and all of that, she doesn't touch them at all. Doesn't even try. Unless I give it to her, then she will. But this one,
a storm or something that could have cracked a loud flash of lightning at the moment she jumped on the couch or something? It doesn't sound, normal.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It did seem weird. I just saw her. I think it's the fabric. She likes to chew on fabric. And so, because it's not the pillow that she's even going for. It's more of the cover of the pillow.
Uh-huh. There's a certain dog toy made with a certain kind of fabric. It's supposed to be chew-proof. I'm not going to name any names. There's probably more than one company with it. But perhaps if you look for something made out of that particular fabric, she might leave your pillow alone if you have that,
Yeah. I have a couple different kinds of toys for her that are very fabric-y. I try to get her the ones that are good for chewers, too, because she likes to chew a lot as well.
But you want it to be as close as possible to whatever that pillow is made out of, the cover.
Yep, yeah, I try to get her to have the toys that would be best for her to chew on.
Okay, that's good. You're probably going to do well with that.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So I agree. I mean, your pets can actually toss and turn a lot of stuff. So there's always issues with that. So you got to be very careful. And it's like the toys. I mean, when you give your dog a toy and it has buttons on it for eyes or things like that, that's like a big no-no.
Yes, it is a big no-no. Well, nowadays, most people buy pre-made toys. But back when Grandma made them for us and she would sew buttons for the nose and all, and that's one thing I have noticed about dogs in particular, they will go for that face and the eyes first. The eyes go, not the nose, the eyes. There's something about being looked at they don't like.
Well, we do know the one thing, though, too, with stuffing. Like, we've talked about that on the show. It could look like the smallest little thing, like the smallest little animal or whatever, or even your bedding. And then all of a sudden, they get into it and they start ripping into it. And there is, like, that bedding is everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah. There's some cute little photos.
It makes you wonder, like, how they get all of that in something so small. So,
I know. I feel that way all the time with her stuff. That's why I try not to buy her stuffed animals as much, or, like, the squeakers, because she wants the squeaker out. She will rip it up, and there's so much fluff all over. So I try to get her more stuff that's better for her teeth.
And that's the scary part, too, is because with all that fluff, if they swallow it, you've got a really major problem going on, because if it's going to get stuck in the intestine and it doesn't pass, then you got to go in. And doing an operation for that is not cheap.
I've definitely gone lucky because she has pooped some interesting stuff out sometimes.
I'm not a medical person, but I often, if somebody calls me with that issue, I tell them what I would do if I were in that position. Mm-hmm. My dog ate all that.
So do you remember the story where people left, like they had a whole ton of money, like a couple $1,000 or whatever, and they put it on their counter? I guess they were taking it to the bank or something. And they went upstairs or something. The dog saw it, ate it all. Ate all of the money. And then they had to wait for the dog to poop it out. And when the dog pooped out all the cash, they were able to wash it off. And they said they lost a little bit. Some of it didn't come through. Or maybe it was just shredded too much.
Yeah,
but
too severely to put together.
You got to be careful on that, too. If there's something coming out the other end, you don't want to yank on it, because then you might be yanking out the whole intestines.
I'm laughing because my dentist dropped a crown in my mouth last week. And
did you swallow it?
I was waiting for him to go, don't swallow it. I was able to work it, spit it back out. But I just started laughing so hard.
Though, something like that would pass.
Yes, but how many days do you have to boil it before you would want it in your mouth?
Well, that is true. That is true.
If it's my own system.
I thought you were going to say, how many days would it pass? But if you look at corn, You know, they say corn adds color.
About the right size, yeah.
So it's about that timing that other things are going to come out as well.
About the right size.
So it kind of, like, you're a nurse, so it passes kind of quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think I couldn't tell you the exact timing, but I've eaten corn in the morning, like, it sounds weird, but like in the morning or the night before, and it's in there the next day. So I think it goes pretty quickly.
I think it does, too. Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. The lines are open at 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
I'm Lexi Adams.
This is Talkin' Pets.
I'm a little puppy in a big bed. I'm a little tiny puppy in a real big bed.
She's a little tiny puppy in a real big bed.
I'm a little tiny puppy in a real big bed. A little tiny puppy in a real big bed.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942. And refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE10X. The best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE 10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Have you heard? Affordable healthcare is better than ever. And right now there are more carriers and plans to choose from. If you're between 18 and 64 years old with a household income of $25,000 or less, this message is for you. Right now, the government's Affordable Care Act is available for individual and family health coverage plans with little to no cost to you. Don't gamble your health. Call Health Care for All. 70% of callers qualify for a zero-cost health care coverage. See if you are one of them. Call now. Our agents are standing by to help you get the health insurance plan you and your family needs and deserves. If you're uninsured or struggling to afford your current health insurance, help is just a phone call away. This is not Medicaid or Medicare. This is the marketplace with the largest selection of healthcare plans from the Affordable Care Act. To find a plan that's right for you,
call 800-895-8120. That's 800-895-8120.
If you could track back 66 million years and stand very still in the warm, fern-covered flood plains of ancient North America, you might first hear it before you see it. A heavy, rhythmic thud. 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 Then the trees would tremble, and out from between the confines would step the king itself, Tyrannosaurus Rex. Not upright like an old movie monster, not dragging its tail like a sluggish lizard. Instead, it would lean forward, body stretched out, almost perfectly horizontal, tail held straight behind like a massive balancing pole. Its head would jut forward, jaws slightly open, eyes locked on something in the distance, and then it would run. Its huge legs would pump behind it in a powerful stride, toes gripping the earth. Each step would be springy like and bird-like, surprisingly familiar if you've ever watched a barnyard chicken dash across a yard. The posture, the forward lean, the quick leg drive, it's all there, except this chicken weighs as much as an elephant. The ground would shake with every step, dust would rise, muscles would roll beneath scaly skin. The long tail would counterbalance every movement, swinging subtly to keep the massive body steady and centered. It wouldn't be a cartoon blur racing a highway speeds. Scientists believe it's likely topped out between somewhere between 10 and 20 miles per hour. Fast, but not impressively so. More powerful than frantic. More controlled than wild. If you squint past the size, past the teeth, the roar, and the earth-shaking weight, you might see something oddly recognizable. A giant ground bird. A thunderous prehistoric chicken. And in a way, that's exactly what it is. Or what it was. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
My prey! Look at my mighty teeth! Look at my mighty jaws! Nothing can run away from me!
Tyrannosaurus Rex!
I'm the best hunter!
Tyrannosaurus Rex!
What's gonna be my prey? Look at my keen eyes! Look at my keen nose! Nothing can hide from me!
So I gotta ask you, if you had a giant chicken in this day and age chasing you down the road about the size of a T-Rex, would you be afraid or would you just try to kill it and eat it?
I'd be afraid.
I'd be terrified. Are you kidding me?
It would feed a lot of people, though. Can you imagine what the egg would look like?
Whoa. Think of that omelet, man.
Yeah, really.
Feed a lot of people.
Scrambled eggs for life.
Yeah.
from one egg.
Yeah. I mean, and that's interesting, too, is that they say that, you know, dinosaurs came from birds and, you know. And
or did birds come from dinosaurs?
Yeah, true.
We did. So I used to have an alligator in my backyard. It was small, just a tiny one. I have like a little creek in my backyard. And So me and my brother-in-law looked up birds and alligators and crocodiles and all that. Because I wanted to see, like, everyone says that birds come from that. And I'm like, what do alligators come from? Nothing. Because they're prehistoric.
They are. They've been around.
So they're just, that's just what it was. They probably were a little bit bigger. They've evolved to, like, be a little bit smaller and stuff. And I'm sure that some of the species have died off. But an alligator is just prehistoric.
It's interesting, though, because if alligators have been around that long, and did they hide down in the muds of the rivers or the waters in order to survive the lineage, you might say? So who's to say that out in, what, Scotland, that Nessie is not real?
I know.
You know, I'm wondering if that means that alligators are related to a cockroach.
Probably.
Cockroaches have been around since then, too.
Can't get rid of them either.
No, you can't. I mean, actually, if you kill a cockroach, even if you cut off its head, it still lives for about a week. Yeah. Did you know that?
I didn't know that about roaches, but when I was in school, an entomology class, they showed us a film of an abdomen, basically. They were testing out hormones, and it was an abdomen of a moth, and they treated it with certain chemicals, and it went ahead and got, you know, excited, and then they brought a male, and then it laid eggs. And so just for the heck of it, they went ahead and tried to hatch the eggs. Eggs hatched into normal moths. So you don't always have to have the entire insect to have a life and,
well, no,
and
because,
reproduction even.
Because of the DNA that's in that, and that's what they're doing a lot now with what they're finding, because the ice caps are melting and, you know, they're finding remnants of, like, for instance, a baby mammoth that they found. Now they want to take the DNA out, mix it in with an elephant, and see if they can revive the mammoth species, which is not going to be a pure species because it's mixed with an elephant.
But if you got two of them, and then could you breed the elephant out?
That's, yeah, I don't know. But then I wonder about that with cloning. Look at Barbara Streisand. She had, what, two dogs, I think, were cloned?
Something like that, yeah.
And so basically, is it really the same dog? It's not.
No.
I mean, it may look the same, but it's going to be raised differently or treated differently. And, you know, as a trainer, I would imagine, Karen, that depending on how she does work with the dogs, it could totally be a different personality on that dog.
Could be, and it might not be her fault. What I was referring when I was speaking with Lexi about her dog, that might have happened when she wasn't even home. You know, there could have been a just some kind of quick boom to terrify the dog for a second. We don't know.
Well, she's done it in front of me, and I'll be sitting there, and I'll look over, and she's chewing the pillow. I'm like, I'm sitting right here.
Oh.
Like, you know that. You, and she looks at me.
She goes, I
like,
can't resist. She said, I can't resist.
Yeah.
Or but a lot of times, though, isn't that the animal, the dog, the cat, whatever, when they do something that's unwarranted, aren't they kind of trying to tell you something? Because my cat went through that with peeing, which she always religiously would use the box. And then all of a sudden she peed in front of me. And I was like, same thing, Lexi. I was like, I'm standing right here.
No, she couldn't help it.
And she
you
peed.
You know that.
Right. She peed right in front of me. And I was like, okay, this is not good. You have a medical issue going on.
You
so
know that.
That was her telling me something needs to be done.
I got a problem, Dad. Yeah.
Yeah. And
this is the department.
Now I got a problem because I can't afford her food. But, you know, I try to do the best that I, you know, I buy it. I just, you know, don't eat for a week. Because, you know, medicated food for our pets is expensive.
Yes.
Well, maybe she's trying to tell me that my pillowcases are ugly or something, because I don't really know what she's trying to tell me with that.
Well, you got to watch them, because a lot of times they will. But before we go to the break, I want to...
Let the games begin!
If you can identify the sound of this creature, this animal, we will send you out a gift of your choice. You can go with SCOE 10X, the odor eliminator, which you, if you have not won it before, you're allowed to win it the first time. Only one time. Household as well.
Amazing.
So, that's SCOE 10X. And that's because it's so good.
Amazing stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's unbelievable. And that's from a trainer, as well as myself, as well as Lexi.
Yep.
So, or you can go with the Pets, Pets, Pets book by Chicken Soup for the Soul. We do have the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets that you could take with you anywhere. We have the CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a reptile CD. We have also from Good Pets Foods, you can go with the Treat Supplements and Hip and Joint Plus, Daily Probiotic, and the Daily Multivitamin you can get. You can go with the book Playing Possum, How Animals Understand Death, if you would like to go with that. We have that, and we'll send it out to you. Or you can go with the Starbucks handle, the Morgan Wallen keychain, the Kansas City ink pen, or the Best Is Yet to Come badge holder from Silly Beads by Kayla, if you can identify this creature.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
A baby Japanese macaw at the Ichikawa Zoo in Japan continues to capture hearts worldwide as his story evolves from loneliness to slow social progress. Born in July of 2025 and abandoned by his mother shortly after birth, Punch struggled to bond with other monkeys and instead clung to a stuffed orangutan given to him by zookeepers for comfort. The endearing images of him dragging the large toy around his enclosure sparked a viral outpouring of support across social media, with millions rallying behind this determination to belong. Recent reports say Punch is making strides towards integration with his troop, even leaving his toy behind to approach other macaws and play. Videos shared online show him being groomed by older monkeys and interacting more confidently, a hopeful sign that he is being accepted socially. The zoo has emphasized that such interactions, including occasional scolding or rough play, are typical in macaw social groups and part of the learning troop dynamics. Punch's journey has sparked global conversations about animal welfare, attachment, and resilience, with artists, animal lovers, and even police departments using his story to promote compassion and connection. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media. At Talkin' Pets Radio, I'm Karen Vance.
Out of Atlanta, Georgia, a woman who had reported her dog missing was devastated when police told her they found her dog's head in a bowl on a porch, a machete nearby. Authorities arrested Jaylen Wade, a former Georgia State football player, following a three-hour SWAT standoff in connection with the killing. The dog, Bambi, was identified through a microchip after being adopted in 2024. Her owner had reported her missing just months earlier and was stunned to learn of Bambi's horrifying death. Please sign a petition at animalvictory.org to demand justice. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Did you see what he's done, what he's done, what he's done, what he's done? Did you see what he's done, what he's done, what he's done, what he's done? So lock him up, 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 and throw away.
Yeah, I think they do need to lock him up and actually throw away the key. You know, Animal Victory does a lot of good, and they put stories out like this, so people are aware that it's happening around you every day.
Everyone in that jail, everyone in that prison needs to know exactly what he did to get there.
And the thing is that, you know, people do, and they find out whether in or out. But the thing is that if we don't report a story like that, then people are going to think, I know people don't like to hear it. We don't even really like to report it. But we do because people need to understand that this is going on and it needs to stop. And if you see it, report it. And don't be afraid to do so. You're saving an animal's life and eventually saving a human's life, because when people do these things to animals, the next victim will be possibly your neighbor or family member. So keep that in mind, because the majority of serial killers, as we know them through time, like Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer, Son of Sam, they were all animal abusers before they became people abusers. So
it bothers me that this was, you said a football player, previous yeah. football player. That carries some weight with a lot of people in this country, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I mean, it does.
Not so much with me, but a lot of people worship the ground he walks on.
Yeah, a lot of people like football. So, I mean, you know, that's the majority of people out there. But then you wonder, too, how many times he's been hit in the head. And I don't mean that as a I don't mean that as
point.
A joke, you know,
no,
because
no,
there
that's
is...
that's not a joke. That's a very good point.
There is
Excellent.
A lot of... I lost my dear friend Matt Blair, who played for the Minnesota Vikings.
Gosh.
Because he was hit too many times in the head.
Yes,
and
you're
I can't
right.
think of it right now off the top of my head what that
CTS.
Illness is.
CTS. It's called shortened with traumatic
brain injury.
C for the not compressive, is it? Compressive traumatic?
I don't know. We'll ask
CTS.
A nurse.
Someone will call us, I hope.
Do you know?
What?
When a football player is hit too many times in the head, they eventually some will die because of the fact of being hit so many from the trauma. And it may not be during their season that they're, or during the years that they're playing football, but it could be years later. So, and that's what happened to my friend Matt Blair.
Cerebral trauma injury?
Cerebral. There
yeah,
you
that,
go.
That could be it. Yeah.
Or TBI, traumatic brain injury.
And yeah, something of that sort.
Yes.
I'm not, you know,
I recall him saying
I'm not 100% sure what it is, but that sounds right, and you're the nurse. I'm not. But that animal sound is out there, and on a lighter note, we want to play the game, and. What makes this sound? If you know what it is, pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. And just a little hint here, their spots on this animal are like human fingerprints. No two have exactly the same pattern. So, gives you a little bit of a hint. Their spots are like human fingerprints. No two have exactly the same pattern. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call if you know what creature we're talking about. Veterans paired with service dogs report improved mental health outcomes. Reporting for Talkin' Pets Radio, I'm John Patch. A new evaluation of veteran service dog programs shows measurable improvements in PTSD symptoms, anxiety, and sleep quality. Participants paired with trained service dogs reported fewer panic episodes and increased social engagement within months. Program coordinators say the bond between handlers and dog provides both emotional grounding and practical assistance in daily life. advocates continue pushing for an expanded funding so more veterans can access trained service animals. For Talkin' Pets Radio, I'm John Patch. So, Karen, I want to ask you on that with veterans. It kind of goes beyond veterans as well. I mean, anybody that's dealing with an illness, it seems like if you bring an animal into their life, that it evolves and helps them to cope with whatever illness they may have, or like in veterans' cases, PTSD.
Honestly, I have no data to back me up, but I think anybody dealing with anything is going to be better with an animal. That's my own personal belief. I mean, if you're just upset because your child's going away to school and you're going to be home by yourself, your cat will purr for you. Your dog will wag. I mean, you won't be completely alone even though your child isn't there. So, and see, we're having people agree with us right now.
Yeah, my cat Shadow is agreeing.
I'm petting her. I think she likes it, but I'm not sure either. That meow doesn't sound convincing, yeah. But she's not moving away.
Yeah, I know.
She hasn't left.
I cannot figure that one out either. Supposedly she likes it, but I always feel like she's telling me to stop.
I know. She sounds aggressive, but she also sounds like she likes it. I can't tell.
She goes like, arr, arr. She talks, actually.
Don't stop.
So I don't know. Something about that. But we're going to go out to Central Point, and we're going to talk with Jeremy. And Jeremy thinks he knows what creature this is. Jeremy, what is it? What do you think makes that sound?
I think it's a leopard.
A leopard.
Missed it by that much.
Sorry, Jeremy. Good
by
guess. Good guess. Good guess. But that's not it, though. So that's Jeremy out there in Central Point. He was incorrect, but thanks for the call and guessing on that one. So if you were thinking a leopard, Jeremy kind of thought that one out. So it's not a leopard. Their spots are like human fingerprints. No two have exactly the same pattern. That's what they sound like, which is rare to me. I mean, I've been around these animals, and I don't really hear, you know, them making that kind of a sound. But I will say the males, the adult males within this creature, they reach heights of up to 18 feet.
Okay.
So what is
not
it?
What I thought it was.
What creature is that? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. We're going to go out to Dina, and Dina's in Virginia. Hi, Dina. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
We're doing good. How's your weather up there in Virginia?
Today it's great. It's like in the 70s.
Wow. That's
but
a shocker.
Snow on Monday, so
yeah, this weather's been strange. You guys got hit with a lot of snow, and then all of a sudden now you're having like bikini weather. So I don't know, bizarre. So what creature do you think this is, Dina?
I'm sorry.
What creature do you think that is?
Is it a giraffe?
Congratulations. You are absolutely correct. So, and knowing that it was a giraffe, what gave it away? The height?
Okay.
Dina, did you think the height was, is that what made you guess giraffe, or did you just know?
Well, I don't know. I just kind of guessed at it.
Well, you were right, and that's what matters. So, what do you want to go with? We have the Pets, Pets, Pets book. We have Playing Possum, How Animals Understand Death. That's another book that we have. We have the treats, dog treats from Good Pets Foods. Those are dog supplement treats. We have the SCOE 10X, if you've never won that before. It's an odor eliminator, which will take out any odors. And then we have some things from Silly Beads by Kayla, which is the Starbucks handler. The Morgan Wallen keychain, the Kansas City ink pen, the best is yet to come badge holder, or you can go with a calendar, one on frogs, one on hippos. What do you think?
I think I'm going to go for the Pets, Pets, Pets book because my husband loves to read.
We got that coming out to you then. Just hold on. We'll get your address there in Virginia, and I'll ship you the Pets, Pets, Pets book by Chicken Soup for the Soul. Thanks, Dina. That's Dina out there in Virginia, and this is Talking Pets.
You can call on me.
Malaria can
continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE 10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-474-9528. 800-474-9528. 800-474-9528. That's 800-474-9528.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-631-0976. 800-631-0976. 800-631-0976. That's 800-631-0976.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE10X.com.
A dog that was abandoned earlier this month at Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas has found a new home with the Las Vegas police officer. The 2-year-old Golden Doodle was left tied to a baggage sizer inside the terminal after his owner was told she couldn't fly with him without service dog documentation. Vegas police officer Skeeter Black ended up adopting the pup and renaming him JetBlue. Police say the woman tied the dog's leash to the ticket counter and walked to the departure gate, leaving him behind. She was later tracked down at the airport and arrested for animal abandonment and resisting arrest. Authorities say she made no attempts to reclaim the dog after his rescue. JetBlue was placed in the custody of Retriever Rescue of Las Vegas, where Officer Black and his family had already been approved to adopt a Golden Doodle. Photos and videos shared by the department show the family with the dog after the adoption was finalized. Today, JetBlue's next journey begins, this time surrounded by people who stepped in when he needed it the most. The department wrote on social media, adding, "Bon voyage, JetBlue, and welcome to a new life where you'll be loved beyond words." Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Karen Vance.
Something isn't adding up. This wild exchange you offer us. I gave my worst, you gave your blood. Seems hard to believe. You're telling me you chose the cross. You're telling me I'm worth that much. Well, if that's the measure of your love, how else would I sing? But completely, deeply, sold out, sincerely abandoned.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Pick up the phone, give us a call, and let's talk about your pets. By the way, thank you, Matt. We are on Facebook Live, by the way, if you want to check it out, at Talkin' Pets Radio. And join our social media there as well. But Matt gave me the real name. It's encephalopathy, and it's CTS. And he says also veterans have that as well, for being, you know, hit in the head. So, yeah, it's a sad illness. I mean, it was tough because I called Matt Blair with the Minnesota Vikings, and this was last year, because he's a big golfer and he does a lot of golfing things for children,
mm-hmm.
The events. And one of our sponsors on the show wanted to donate, and it ended up that his sister answered the phone, and she had told me that Matt had passed away, and it was from CTS. And I spent a promotion in Hawaii with him and a whole bunch of other celebrities for a week. And Matt was the nicest guy you would ever meet. The biggest guy I ever met. He towered over me in height. And he was a big dude. But, boy, talk about a heart of gold. I'll never forget him. And it's sad that, you know, people go through this and all the people, veterans and athletes and all that go through it. But that story that you read on the dog left behind at the airport, they named him JetBlue. It's great that he got adopted. On the other hand, it's so sad that a woman would just do something like that in order to get on a flight, just abandon her dog. And there is a video of it at TalkinPets.com. If you haven't seen it, just go to our our website, and on the homepage, TalkinPets.com, no G in the talking, you can see the video. But it's very sad that, you know, things like that happen.
I'm not sure. Who knows if she was where she was going? Maybe she wouldn't have taken the dog and gotten rid of it anyway on the other side.
True, but supposedly, I think, according to what I've seen in the video myself, she didn't pay for the dog to go on the flight.
Oh.
And there were no arrangements made. So the dog wasn't prepared to go underneath in cargo like a lot of animals do. But she wanted to take the dog on the plane itself.
I don't really blame her for that. I wouldn't want my dog to go underneath the
plane. I didn't know they were allowed to request paperwork. Having been on the Canine Good Citizen side of CGC, AKC's CGC, when people want a service dog, sometimes that's their first step is get a CGC on the dog to try to make it behave in public. You know, it's a good step to take. But it said that she couldn't produce the paperwork. And you don't get paperwork if you have a service dog.
So is that like the Good Citizens Award or something like that?
Well, they have that home in their filing cabinet. You don't walk around with that kind of stuff on your body. I mean, that's just not something you keep. I mean, yes, the AKC will give you the CGC, but like if you're a doctor, you don't have that diploma under your arm, carry it around with you. It's a title goes with your name. So when you
these
get
days,
a CGC
though,
on a dog, it goes with their name.
With everything going on in the world right now these days, I mean, it's almost like you have to walk around with identification on everything and anything that is on your body or with you.
If I had a dog and I said, if it was mine and it was a service dog, you would be able to tell without any paperwork at all.
First of all, she should have done her homework. I mean, call the airline and find out what the details are on taking the dog on the plane. She did not. She just automatically assumed. And she wasn't a young woman.
If they needed paperwork, the dog wasn't behaving.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
But
you don't have to ask me for paperwork when I have a service dog.
On the video that I saw, the dog didn't look like it was disbehaving. It actually looked like a pretty well-behaved dog. You know, it looked, I don't know the age of it, but it looked like it might have been younger. But the thing is that whenever you're going to do something like that and you're taking an animal with you, you always want to look at the present and you want to look at the future. And make sure that you're allowed to take the animal with you. And when you get to your destination, the details on getting that animal and so on and so forth. So, you know, and the dog was a little bigger than being able to go underneath the seat, if you know what I mean.
It was bigger, okay.
Yeah, so I think basically she wanted to keep it on her lap, probably. I mean, what else would she have done with it? Let it run up and down the aisle? That's not going to go over. So, you know, do your homework before you travel. Make sure that, you know, your pet is able to travel with you and all the circumstances involved. But also with that is you want to make sure that, you know, once they are able to travel with you, you could take them. But I recommend, actually, there's great pet sitters out there. So look into a pet sitter in your environment and get some references from a vet or a trainer like Karen, and they'll point you in the right direction. But once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets. Don't forget, spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. If you are looking to adopt a pet, please go to your local shelter or rescue and get one there. And our hearts go out to everything that's going on in the world right now, and we hope that the animals affected by this war are not long-term affected. This is Talkin' Pets.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.